4ZBH mobile. V4ZBH and 4ZLK. Good afternoon, a while. Shane, how you doing? Got the windows up and the AC blasting while I'm working out here. I've heard a little over the net, and I think I've heard you on it a couple times. You've had an exciting week. Is everything all right around your area? So it's looking better. My house is fine so far. It seems to be, as of the update this morning, they're got that area fairly under control, at least where I live. They're protecting some other structures, trying to stop that line there. So, but I think we'll be okay, unless something happens with the wind direction, drastic change or something like that. But, yeah, so I think we're good. Haven't lost anything, and we were able to get out with some stuff. And I actually was able to get back a few times. I may try to get up there again tomorrow, just check on everything.
That's good to hear. Hopefully continue to control it, and the wind will control it to the direction that doesn't put anyone in danger or anyone's property or possessions in danger. And hopefully the rain will come soon. I think I heard they're forecasting rain sometime soon. So hopefully that'll help.
Monday is when they're calling for it now. It's going to be cloudy maybe tomorrow and Sunday, but no rain really until Monday. And don't know how much that will be, but hopefully it will be enough, because the way it's headed, you know, it's got a ways to go, but there's a lot of homes affected there above it. You know, both those fires in the North Carolina area. And of course, then there's that big one in the Green River Gorge, too. So I'm not sure if people were still living there after the flood, the Helene flood that went through there, but they're fighting that, too, like crazy. They're having trouble keeping that one under control.
Crazy times. It seems like one of the guys that I work with, his family has a place up in River Falls, and they, earlier this week, they got out of there, and I think they're not so much in the path of danger now, but maybe they thought they were, maybe similar to your situation, but I think they were going back up there tomorrow, and try to get a feel for things in the area.
Evacuated everybody on the north side of 11 from down there east of Table Rock all the way up past Jones Gap area where River Falls is. A lot of people, but fortunately they're keeping it pretty secure. You got to show ID, you know, if you can get to your place, if there's no fires there. You got to prove you live in there, and they'll let you through. But you're not supposed to stay in there, which is understandable.
Understandable. You know, it's just not worth the risk if the danger is high. So it's similar to, you know, the hurricane scenarios down towards the coast, or, you know, in the Florida area. I've got a sister-in-law who lives in Florida, and anytime they're forecasting that a hurricane would land near her, so she's right in Tampa, so anytime there's a potential landfall in that area, the family is pleading with her to get away. But you know, some people try to ride it out.
I don't think it's worth it. I say do what you want, but you don't expect people to help you if they're busy doing other stuff. You know, if they're trying to save the fire, stop the fire or fight the fire, don't expect them to come save you when you have the opportunity to leave.
That's true. You know, you don't want to complicate the mission, I guess, and unnecessarily change priorities. So if it's avoidable, I would say, yeah, avoid it. How's work been? You been able to work all the week?
Work Tuesday, and then Tuesday afternoon, about this time, maybe a little earlier, is when the winds really whipped up and changed, and they came through the neighborhood and
came down the driveway and told my wife that she needed to get out. And so then I took Wednesday and Thursday off. But yesterday was a good day on that side of it. Winds were favorable, blowing it away, and they've done a good job on that front. And nothing I can do today. We have everything we need, and, you know, obviously there's a lot of stuff there at the house, but we have everything we need, and we're staying with my daughters, or at my daughter's place. So I just came to work today. There wasn't much I could do now.
Yeah, I remember Tuesday when I left work, the sky looked really hazy. So when I left the airport, headed home, it looked really hazy and, you know, kind of a red hue to it. The way the sky looks usually before a thunderstorm or something. And I thought to myself, you know, is that from these fires? And the closer I got to home, so the further north I went into Greenville County, it became very clear that, yes, it was from the fires, because on one side it was clear blue sky, white clouds, and then on the other it was just haze. And I thought, man, it was quite a menacing view.
And then Wednesday, I guess, the smoke was all over Travelers Rest, northern Greenville area there. Probably into downtown too, I wasn't sure. I didn't go there. But Monday night, I don't work Mondays. We were sitting at home, kind of getting the evening time. The sun comes in the front door as it settles in the west, and that's where Table Rock is, to the west of me. And the lighting in the house just changed colors all of a sudden. I could tell when the sun got behind the smoke. A weird look compared to normal.
Definitely a weird look. I think maybe somebody doubled with you there, Shane. So I'll give a little break. This is WB4ZPH.
Location, I'm going up and down some hills out here in the Piedmont area. It's a little scratchy.
Yeah, maybe so. So I've been tinkering with a couple projects lately. I've been playing with the digital modes on HF and UHF lately. So I've not been on this frequency as much lately because I've been playing in other areas. I've set up FT8 at home and made a few contacts on 20 meters there, and then I've got a little digital hotspot, the open spot, and set up my HT to do Yaesu system fusion on it, and cross modes for DMR and D-Star. So I've been playing all around on the radio except for here. So maybe that's why we haven't been able to have a conversation lately. But glad to hear everybody's doing well.
Here, that's the nice thing about this hobby, is there are all kinds of things to do in it. You get bored with one aspect, you can move on to something else for a while. Or you can hide if you need to. That's the way I look at it. Sometimes I need to go hide. I'll go hide in CW or something. Anyway, Dave, it's really nice to hear you. I'm pulling into, I got to drop a trailer here and pick up another one. Need to pay attention to what I'm doing. But good to hear you. Have a safe trip. I hope to talk to you soon. WB4ZPH. N4ZLK. I think I might have done the wrong letter there. Anyway, 73 to you.
All right, Shane. So, nice to catch you on the radio. Hope you have a good evening. N44ZPH, 73.
Charlie India, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How about fixing your phonetic alphabet and say it right?
4YCI, this is WB4ZPH. Good afternoon.
Dave and Bill.
Decide to take it upon themselves to correct me for going phonetic.
Any attention?
Controls WB4ZPH.
The reason I do it is because my last three is YCI, and some of these guys get out there and rattle these call signs off to where I can't understand them at all. I'm just trying to be helpful. But, I mean, a troll on this radio, you ought to come and work with me for a day. You see some trolls.
I can only imagine what that text line is like for you.
Some of the callers, I mean, somebody wanted me the other day to get out there and campaign on clean air. And now we've got a fire where, oh my gosh, the air moves. So what's the point of having clean air? You tell that to them, they're like, you obviously don't love Gaia.
This is David, WB4ZPH. I've listened in before, and I sometimes wonder, based on what you read there, if more people listen to the show just to be controversial than to listen to the show.
True, but I mean, like with Tara, when Tara's on, they go after her like she owes her money, and I mean, it's just because she's a female. They call her all kinds of vile stuff. If they, I wish they'd show up at an event, because I'm the one carrying a pistol.
There's no secret. I've been listening for some time, and it's well advertised.
I just don't understand it. I mean, that's these radios have a tuner. Tune away. If you don't like it, that's fine. I completely understand it. The only problem is we're number one in the state with persons 12 or older. So I don't know what the alternative is now. We've run everybody out of business.
Get back to me, guys.
Bill, another reason you use your phonetic alphabet is because you have another guy on here like me that's KQ4YDI.
There's all these new KQ4s out there. I don't want to, you know. I've only got like 3 call signs memorized. I feel like I'm not real.
Man, I'm in the same boat.
Didn't pipe up to take credit there. Is he a little more bark than bite?
You're used to that too.
Because he was man enough to give his call sign so you know who he was.
About the easiest person. I like everybody, and I like them till they don't like me, and depending on how much they don't like me will determine how much I don't like them.
I think we've just gotten to where in society you gotta not like people you disagree with, and I just think that's wrong. I disagree with my wife all the time, and she still likes me.
Some of these political groups, right? We never see eye to eye on everything, but I can work with them. Back in the 60s and 70s when I was growing up, they used to tell me that words wouldn't hurt me.
Not anymore. They teach the exact opposite, it seems like.
Crying room at work.
About, like, every time we go in a public place, and, I mean, it's not about them knowing but or anything, but, like, the other day I asked a question and about something I needed from a dog, and some guy looking at me goes, "He ain't gonna like that there." I'm just in there, let me buy it. I wasn't bothering you, sir.
I'm gonna have to jump off here and watch a lacrosse game, but good seeing you. Good hearing from you guys. Key local back 4, Yankee Delta India. Talk to you soon. I'll be clear.
And I think his name is David also, if I remember correct. KO4HKX.
It's David. I got to go, though. Talk to you guys later. KQ4YDI.
To guess that the name's David, it seems like on this repeater we got quite a few. This is WB4ZPH, also David, and mobile.
Identify myself as not David.
A lot easier to guess your name at that point.
There's quite a few of them. KO4HK.
KO4HK, KQ4 Yankee Charlie India. What kind of an antenna have you got on your Yaesu FT5DR, sir?
The stock one.
Using that, both of the nets that I, or both of the repeaters I work off of, they tell me I'm barely coming across, so I'm going to try one of those diamond antennas.
And when I told you that, your signal was good. It was just low volume. Like you needed to speak up a little bit or change the mic gain to make it a little louder.
Saw close encounters of the third kind when those air traffic controllers are talking in hushed professional tones. I thought that's the way you did it.
That's the only thing I've noticed about it, you do have a better signal with the FD5B than you did the other radio. I think it was the ICOM you were using, or maybe it was your boat thing. I don't remember. But anyway, it was a little better signal. It just wasn't, it didn't have the punch. It didn't have the volume to it.
I've still got the ICOM, but I mean, the problem with the ICOM is that the window or the screen on it is like a slit. It's just big enough to see whatever frequency you're on. And I just wanted something with a bigger screen that I could do some other stuff. And now I'll teach myself about APRS and a few other things.
There's lots you can do with APRS.
We're correct about the whole cable RT systems thing with that. That was, I've been struggling with the SD card and the ADMS-14 software for 2 days. Get in there, plug it up, pop, done.
Kind of how I figured mine out was trial and error. But go ahead, David, pick it up. So let's leave you out of the conversation.
I have a FT5D, and you were asking about antenna, Bill. So I have one of the diamond antennas on it. It's the Sierra Romeo Hotel 77 Charlie Alpha. Sierra Romeo Hotel 77 Charlie Alpha. And I saw a noticeable difference in the reception on it. I imagine transmission is better, but it's a pretty fun little radio. I set up papers on it myself just recently. And I have seen Patrick on Apers recently as well.
That antenna I have ordered, the 77, so that's good.
For mine too, I just, carrying the radio, I use the stock one, but I always have the other one with me in my bag, so if I need it, I can always put it on.
This one's a little bit unwieldy. It's a little bit longer, but it is more efficient. The stock one is much easier to carry. I agree. I got to make a quick stop, guys. I'll be back in here in a minute if you guys are still around. This is WB4ZPH.
He'll be here. KO4HK.
I don't know if I'll still be here, but if I am, if I'm not, it was great talking to you. Thanks for the info. 73's KQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
Today, so I hope you had a good one. I was out here doing yard cleanup for fire prevention.
Politicians on the last hour, and I mean, it was almost like they were petrified to be talking on the radio. I mean, I was trying to lob questions at them for them to come out like, you know, like a pit bull, and I don't know, it's more like they were seahorses.
Statement I got about politicians, but I like it. NC9B. Name's Leon Bill. Y'all doing well. Hello, Patrick.
Teach on today, and I've been told how what kind of a conservative firebrand he is. And I get out there and I ask him an easy question about a memorial sign for a police officer who was killed in the line of duty that they've been trying to get for 3.5 years. And all I get out of him is, but, well, we voted for it yesterday, though. Yeah.
I'd find a speechless politician.
Guys, there's two kinds of Republican politicians in the South Carolina General Assembly. There are the professional status quo establishment. Most people would call them a rhino. I just call them, I call them squishes. And then there's the other ones who aren't squishes, but they're not exactly what I would call assertive.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be on record of anything anymore. That way they're not held accountable.
You don't lose votes that way.
Groups come to me wanting me to run, and I'm like, there's no way. I can sit out here and just throw firebombs on a regular basis, and even if I'm wrong, I'm right, because nobody trusts politicians anymore.
Doesn't matter.
The leaf blowing here. So, y'all be careful out there. Leon, good to hear you. Bill, good to hear you. And Bill, sorry I missed your call earlier today. I've been in a noisy environment. I didn't see it till later.
real importance. So I was going to ask you a question about an issue I was having, and I figured it out for myself, which is the better result. But I need to step off of this myself for about 5 minutes. KQ4, Yankee Charlie India, clear and monitoring.
Do you get that thing you were looking for?
It's here at the house.
All right, glad to hear that. Sorry about the, I don't know what you call it, but sorry about that. We'll catch up with you later. Good talking to y'all. NC9B.
Hey, clear. Have a good day, gentlemen. 7-3.
Set up K-Mobile. I'll speak with you, Leon.
Shane, you done? You off work yet?
No, I'm taking in a trailer, drop it, and then I've got to wait on another one that I took out this morning. They'll be done about 7 o'clock, hopefully. Since it's Friday, maybe 6:45, I can talk him into being done earlier.
What kind of truck are you driving, work-wise?
Freightliner Cascadia that I drive.
I don't like Freightliners. I drove one yesterday. That thing is not a happy medium in that. If you're trying to back up a hill and you don't want to slam into the dock, this is almost impossible to do.
Max and Kenworth and this one Freightliner where we are. I mean, UPS has a bunch of them, but our little building here in Greenville just has this one Freightliner. And out of all of them, I like this Freightliner the best. There's more room. And the Kenworth, for me, are the worst to try to back up. Now, this is only the automatic. Ever since they went to automatic, the stick shift was no problem. But this one, to me, drives the best. But, you know, and then the second place, probably the Max. I like Max, there's just not as much room in the cab. Kenworth, the newer ones, have a lot more room now, but still not like this Freightliner. I'm just used to it. I've driven it almost 3 years now, about every day. So, you know, you get used to what you drive.
And, I mean, the one I drove yesterday only had 112,000 miles on it. So, I mean, that thing was still almost brand hammer new. Rides nice, drives nice. It's just during automatic with the clutch in there is just tricky, I guess. But, yeah, they put me in for 1 day this week, which is, well, that actually worked too, but not complaining. It's Tuesday and Thursday.
Second day of work this week. I worked Tuesday and then today. I took off yesterday and the day before. For an emergency reason, but what truck do you normally drive?
Volvo. I like the Volvos. They're real nice rides and do very well. Don't have any problem backing them. Of course, they're all automatics. I can drive either or, but I prefer the automatic just because I do drink and drive. Shh, don't tell anybody that.
You only need one for the stick shift. When I first got trained in doing this company, at Christmas time they always put in extra runs, and usually they bring in rentals or they'll bring in other tractors from other centers, bigger centers, and they'll give them rentals or whatever. They had, when they still owned freight side, UPS Freight, they brought in 5 brand new Volvos that we used during Christmas. It said UPS Freight on it, but they were the same color. We used them during the Christmas peak season. That tractor had 350 miles on it when I drove it. I started driving it. And that was a really nice, I do prefer Volvo. Out of all of them, I think it's the nicest, best riding, best pulling, maybe. Max pulled really well, but that Volvo was good. And they were stick shifts, too. They were still stick shifts. That was, 2014?
They drive almost like a car. I mean, it's the closest thing to the car. It's got good acceleration, much better than the Freightliners. Freightliners just got to dog along. And Volvo just get up, hop, skippity, and go. But they drive real nice, steer wheel very well. And the suspension on them is really nice compared to the Freightliners, if you ask me. NC9B.
Where's that LK? No, I mean, the Freightliner is a little rough, but I'm... Rough. I mean, all of them are rough. You know how it is. They're trucks. It's a little stiff. How about that? but kind of get used to it. You're right, it is a little slower, but that's what getting paid by the hour works out really well. You don't have to get in a hurry. And even running the night runs, going to Atlanta or Columbia, Greensboro, they give us plenty of time, and they say, don't feed, don't get in a hurry. We'll give you time to get there. Just get there safely. So that's the best thing to do.
Yeah. I don't speed. They have that ELD in there, and it tracks speed. So every time you go over the speed limit, they have software, and they send you a monthly report card, and it'll tell you what time, what location, and how fast you were going over the speed limit. And they compile a chart, and they have a safety. If you keep getting a lot of violations and speeding and such, they'll call you in and talk with you about it. So everything you do in our trucks is tracked.
Ones are like that. They don't keep track of it. The only time they use it is if you are involved in an accident. They do monitor other stuff. Obviously, seatbelts. And trying to think, they can check. If they go in and look, they can say, okay, you were speeding right here at this time, at this location, this mile marker. But they don't do that. They don't keep a running score. It's only there if they need it, you know, to prove that you have been negligent. So, anyway. But it works out. It's not too bad.
Not up here, I don't know what's going on, but they don't penalize anybody. They'll call you in and ask you if you get a lot of violations. They'll probably kid you with it first and then see if they get any results from that. But they don't penalize anybody. If you're not 25, 8 miles over the speed limit, I don't say a whole lot. And, they have to supposed to review any kind of the emergency braking when that cuts in, or you get the real bad alarm. Collision warning. Yeah, they're supposed to look at those.
Thinking about those, that was going to be my next comment. I hate that feature on here because I've been driving on 85 or not 285 in Atlanta, going underneath a big metal sign, street sign, you know, crosses the whole interstate. No traffic in front of me, and that alarm will go off and the brakes will kick on, and there's nothing in front of me. It just picks up randomly. It doesn't do it all the time. It's things like that, or I'll see a vehicle in front of me and they're turning and I know I've got time. I'm slowing down, I'm puts off the accelerator, and I'm judging it. I can tell, and it'll kick on the brakes in the truck, and I just don't like that, you know. I'm paying attention, but it just doesn't feel like you're actually in control sometimes.
I've had a block up on me. One of the trucks we used to have over by the Donaldson Center, cross over some railroad tracks, and for whatever the reason was, it did not like those railroad tracks. So you come up on the railroad tracks, and it would lock up the brakes, give you the collision warning. No train coming. You just cross the railroad tracks. No railroad, no cross bucks down, nothing. Just lock up on you for no reason. I'm like, well, I'm sure glad there's not a train coming. That would be bad.
I don't know if it's the metal that the radar reflects off somehow, and the angle of the metal catches it and sends it back. I don't know, but yeah, I just don't care for it. Anyway, let me let you go. I'm not far. I'll drop this one and head back out. So good to hear you, Leon. Hope you and your wife have a good weekend. And I guess the smoke's pretty bad up that way now, the way the wind's been blowing. So breathe easily up there. We'll talk to you later. NC9V, M4ZLK.
Okay, y'all have a good day, and hopefully meet you and your wife one day. But yeah, it's been smoky up there. You've been staying indoors. It's too smoky to go outside and hang out. So until the wind changes. But 73, take care, and hopefully get off soon. NC9B, come clear.